Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. And this week, it's been full of Apple news. At the time of this going out, the iPhone 16 and 16 Pro series come out. So happy new iPhone day to anyone that's managed to either upgrade or get the new one. I'm still stuck with my iPhone 15 Pro Max. So not until next year, I'll get a 17. But happy iPhone day to anyone that's got the new one today. But this week, we also saw the release of iOS 18, and I've been diving into all the new watch software, the new iPhone software, all the new softwares for every piece of tech that I own, essentially, and it got me kind of thinking about the kind of techie side of anime. And anyone that knows me knows that I'm a huge fan of tech in general, software. I love that kind of vibe, and I think it's because of Digimon that I'm kind of so into tech. When I was younger, I used to love the Digimon series. And their little, like, Digivices, their little, kind of, it was all AI and kind of virtual and super techy anyway. So I think growing up with that, I think now that I'm, like, nearly 30, I think I'm trying to, like, make up for not having my own Digimon and my own kind of Digivice with iPhone tech and kind of Apple tech in general. And it kind of made me start to think about the techie, programmery, software-y side of anime. And it's a side of anime that I feel like is rarely ever covered. And I thought I'd show it some love with the same theme of new iPhone, new tech, new software kind of vibe. So in this anime episode, in this podcast episode, I want to dive into some top recommendations from lists that I found on the internet. We'll go through the list together of top anime that are for your techie, programmery, software-y kind of vibe. So from a bucket list point of view this week, it's going to be a little bit smaller because I've been working non-stop lately. So I've hardly had any time to actually enjoy some of the anime this week. It's been a lot more quiet, but because I'm going on holiday and trying to rack up two podcast episodes for you guys, make some content in the meantime, and also work the other jobs as well, so it's all been a little bit hectic. So I've not actually managed to watch much anime at all this week. And I mean at all, barely any anime this week. But I think while I'm going to be on holiday, while I've got the flight time, all that kind of stuff, all the travel included, I think I'm going to try and watch some more Hunter x Hunter and more Seven Deadly Sins. Those seem to be my top favourites at the moment. I really enjoyed diving into those two worlds. And Hunter x Hunter specifically, it's given me like all nostalgic vibes for like Yu-Gi-Oh! For some reason. So super enjoying that one. So I think during my travel, I'm going to try and dive into those series a little bit more. And that's it for today's bucket list update. It's not a very big one, so sorry about that, guys. But let's dive into today's full episode and let's dive into these internet lists. So this episode is full of lists. So the first list I'm going to go through is some anime that I found that people recommend for that software kind of vibe, specifically programmers. Quite a lot of these seem to be programmery vibes, not specifically sci-fi, but there are elements of sci-fi. But I think I'll do another episode specifically for sci-fi anime to try and kind of bring that in properly and less in this episode. But the first anime is called Battle Programmer Shiraz. Charades, maybe, or BPS for short, so I'll just call it BPS, I think. This one tells the story of Akira Charades, a talented but mysterious computer programmer. His keyboard wizardry doesn't go unnoticed and is soon recruited by eccentric characters to complete risky hacking jobs that get increasingly risky as it kind of goes on. Each one showcases a different programming skill while revealing secrets about the characters involved in those jobs. This one sounds right on my street, and I'm kind of really up for a show that really showcases the programmers in the episodes. I feel like some of the best and most influential characters, not only in anime, but in TV in general, in like media in general, are those characters that are in the background. They're in the van, or they're in the back room, or they're like in this room filled with hundreds of screens, and they're the ones like calling the shots, getting the information, getting the intel, telling the characters what to do, where to go. I feel like those are like the stars of these shows, and I kind of want BPS to be that kind of vibe, but through and through. And I kind of want that nerdy, super clever character that's in the back, that's like the control center for the entire operation. to really come to light and really be like the front runner and be like the star of that show. So I'm really excited for this one. I think this is one that I definitely want to add to my watch list. It sounds cool and I'm super up for that nerdy, programmery, hacker kind of vibe. Hello everyone, I just thought I'd pop in here real quick just to tell you all about Crunchyroll. And Crunchyroll is my favourite platform to stream all the anime that I watch, including Naruto, One Piece, Attack on Titan, Black Clover, and a whole host more, all of which I'm probably talking about in this episode. Down in the show notes and in the description, you'll find a link to start a free trial where you'll be able to browse a whole host of thousands of anime, discover and love. The next one that this list shares is all about Summer Wars, and it's an animated fiction film, so I kind of love the idea of not every episode being filled with series, but filling them with some films as well. There are some amazing anime films in there, out there in the world, so I'm kind of excited to share some more films. But this one is called Summer Wars. This one is great if you're a fan of Fortnite. And Summer Wars is an animated fiction film that tells the tale of a young Kenji Koiso who is falsely implicated in the hacking of a Fortnite-like virtual world by a rogue artificial intelligence, a rogue AI. And the film's social commentary on the difference between analog and digital is kind of like the forerunning kind of theme. But this one has like two posters. One looks a lot more analog, where it's kind of like older technology, a lot more kind of nature focused almost. And then the second one is a lot more white, it's a lot more clean lines, a lot more colourful and eccentric kind of tech, and a lot of like virtual monsters kind of vibe to it, slightly Digimon-esque. And this one looks very, very cool. I love the idea that they took the two themes or the two juxtapositions of analog and digital into the theming for like the posters and stuff. So that's very, very cool. And this one, it sounds awesome. This one sounds right on my street from a Digimon point of view, from the very start of the episode when I kind of mentioned that's kind of what inspired this episode. So this one sounds really interesting. I'm interested in the AI. This week, a lot of the iOS kind of updates that we'll be getting in December for Apple Intelligence are all around AI specifically. So it sounds very cool. It kind of fits this week's theme absolutely perfectly. So that's great. This one is a film, so you can smash this out in one evening or like an afternoon or a morning, whenever you want to watch it. But it's super, super quick to watch. Most anime films sit around the 2-hour mark, so 2 hours and you're done with this one. So great if you're on more of a time-restricted plan with your anime watching. The next one gives me Watch Dogs vibes. If anyone used to play those games or does play those games, I used to love that. Watch Dogs, for anyone that doesn't know, is a video game series where you play as a character that can hack into computer systems or security systems or like technology in general using his phone or other bits of tech. And this one, purely from the poster, Psychopass 3 gives me that kind of vibe. It perfectly suits it for some reason. But this one is a dark anime series, and anyone that knows me knows I love a darker vibe to stuff. So Psychopass portrays a futuristic Japan where programmers have created a world in which everyone's actions and the likelihood of committing a crime is monitored 24/7 by psychometric scanners. A little bit like Big Brother, almost, I guess, but with deadly consequences. A must-see for all science fiction fans, and particularly those with an appreciation for the true power of technology. So this one looks very, very cool. I love the idea of this one being a little bit Big Brother-y, a little bit darker, a little bit more action-y. It looks a lot more action-focused on the poster, which is great. I kind of want to see this mix of a futuristic Japan meets action, meets kind of Watch Dogs vibes. So those are like the top picks. Those are the best kind of or most interesting ones I kind of found when I'm looking through this. But there are some iconic ones in this genre that I can't really not mention. So you've got ones such as Sword Art Online, which is like the mother, I guess. It's the peak one. It's the top one for all of this kind of technology, AI, gaming kind of vibe for an anime. This one is Sword Art Online. Definitely check this one out. I'm assuming you've heard of this one. It is super, super popular and it continues to go from strength to strength. And it's a lot more focused on this kind of gaming, AI kind of vibe. So perfect if you like the kind of Fortnite vibe from one of the earlier ones. And the next one is Steins Gate. Steins Gate is actually on my bucket list challenge, so I do need to check that one out at some point. And this one is super, super interesting. Again, this one is super popular, super, super well known. And I believe there's a couple of OVAs of this one and a couple of different series, but I'll put it in the little description here at the bottom. But super, super popular series if you do want to check those ones out. There are some other ones I've actually not known, but I thought I'd mention them for you guys anyway to give like a little bit of a deeper list. So the next one is Axel World. There's Fractal as well, which I did mention on a Dublin-themed Irish episode for St. Patrick's Day a couple of earlier on in the year. And that one is based in a futuristic island, specifically Galway, I believe. So that one has a lot more kind of intriguing tech inside it for this this futuristic island, which looks very, very cool. There's Lupin the Third, The Columbus Files, Deno Coil, and Mega Man NT Warrior as well, which have all come up pretty high on these lists. So there are some great ones, and I didn't want to kind of make it too much of a sci-fi list and tried to keep it more programmery, AI, normal level of tech if I could. So I feel like I've done it kind of well. It's slightly sci-fi, but it's kind of hard to not mix these two genres because they interlink so well. But that's been those recommendations. I think my top one is the very first one, the first anime. I think I really want to check out that one. That one sounds super, super cool, the BPS. That sounds awesome. Super programming, super nerdy, which is kind of what I want from these series. I want that super nerdy vibe. So super excited about this one. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. Next week, I'll be doing an episode all about the fall 2024 lineup for Crunchyroll. They've announced their new season, so I'll be diving into my top picks for the new season. So don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss that episode wherever you're listening or watching this episode on, whatever platform you may be enjoying this episode on. So I'll be diving into the jam-packed new season that starts in October in the next week's episode. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Enjoy your week of anime viewing, whatever anime you're watching, however much anime you're watching. Thank you so much, and thank you. Bye-bye.